Ezekiel chapter 22, NIV. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, will you judge her? Will you judge the city of bloodshed? Then confront her with all her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You city that brings on herself doom by shedding blood in her midst and defiles herself by making idols, you have become guilty because of the blood you have shed and have become defiled by the idols you have made. You have brought your days to a close, and the end of your years has come. Therefore, I will make you an object of scorn to the nations and a laughingstock to all the countries. Those who are near and those who are far away will mock you, you infamous city full of turmoil. See how each of the princes of Israel who are in you uses his power to shed blood. In you, they have treated father and mother with contempt. In you, they have oppressed the foreigner and mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and desecrated my Sabbaths. In you are slanderers who are built on shedding blood. In you are those who eat at the mountain shrines and commit lewd acts. In you are those who dishonor their father's bed. In you are those who violate women during their period, while they are ceremonially unclean. In you, one man commits a detestable offense with his neighbor's wife, another shamefully defiles his daughter-in-law, and another violates his sister, his own father's daughter. In you are people who accept bribes to shed blood. You take interest and make a profit from the poor. You extort unjust gain from your neighbors, and you have forgotten me, declares the sovereign Lord. I will surely strike my hands together at the unjust gain you have made and at the blood you have shed in your midst. Will your courage endure or your hands be strong in the day I deal with you? The Lord have spoken. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries, and I will put an end to your uncleanness. When you have been defiled in the eyes of the nations, you will know that I am the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, the people of Israel have become dross to me. All of them are the copper, tin, iron, and lead left inside a furnace. They are but the dross of silver. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you have all become dross, I will gather you into Jerusalem. As silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin are gathered into a furnace to be melted with a fiery blast, so will I gather you in my anger and my wrath and put you inside the city and melt you. I will gather you and I will blow on you with my fiery wrath, and you will be melted inside her. As silver is melted in a furnace, so you will be melted inside her. And you will know that I, the Lord, have poured out my wrath on you. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to the land, you are a land that has not been cleansed or rained on in the day of wrath. There is a conspiracy of her princes within her, like a roaring lion tearing its prey. They devour people, take treasures and precious things, and make many widows within her. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean, and they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbath, so that I am profaned among them. Her officials within her are like wolves tearing their prey. They shed blood and kill people to make unjust gain. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the foreigner, denying them justice. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, chapter 23. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of the same mother. They became prostitutes in Egypt, engaging in prostitution from their youth. In that land, their breasts were fondled and their virgin bosoms caressed. The older was named Aholah, and her sister Aholibah. They were mine and gave birth to sons and daughters. Aholah is Samaria, and Aholibah is Jerusalem. Aholah engaged in prostitution while she was still mine, and she lusted after her lovers, the Assyrians, warriors clothed in blue, governors and commanders, all of them handsome young men and mounted horsemen. She gave herself as a prostitute to all the elite of the Assyrians and defiled herself with all the idols of everyone she lusted after. She did not give up the prostitution she began in Egypt, when during her youth men slept with her, caressed her virgin bosom, and poured out their lust on her. Therefore, I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. They stripped her naked, took away her sons and daughters, and killed her with the sword. She became a byword among women, and punishment was inflicted on her. Her sister, Oholibah, saw this, yet in her lust and prostitution, she was more depraved than her sister. She, too, lusted after the Assyrians, governors and commanders, warriors in full dress, mounted horsemen, all handsome young men. I saw that she, too, defiled herself. Both of them went the same way. But she carried her prostitution still further. She saw men portrayed on a wall, figures of Chaldeans portrayed in red with belts around their waists and flowing turbans on their heads. All of them looked like Babylon chariot officers, natives of Chaldea. As soon as she saw them, she lusted after them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. Then the Babylonians came to her to the bed of love, and in their lust, they defiled her. After she had been defiled by them, she turned away from them in disgust. When she carried on her prostitution openly and exposed her naked body, I turned away from her in disgust, just as I had turned away from her sister. Yet she became more and more promiscuous as she recalled the days of her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt.
The word of the Lord came to me. You, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the city of bloodshed? Then make known all its abominations and say, thus says the Lord God, O city that sheds blood within itself, so that its time has come, that has made idols for its own defilement. By the blood you shed, you have become guilty, and by the idols you made, you have become defiled. You have brought on your day, you have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I make you an object of scorn for the nations and a laughingstock for all lands. Those near and those far off will mock you. Defiled of name, queen of tumult, see, the princes of Israel within you use their power to shed blood. Within you, father and mother are dishonored. They extort the resident alien in your midst. Within you, they oppress orphans and widows. What I consider holy, you have rejected, and my Sabbaths you have desecrated. In you are those who slander to cause bloodshed. Within you are those who feast on the mountains. In your midst are those whose actions are depraved. In you are those who uncover the nakedness of their fathers. In you, those who coerce women to intercourse during their period. There are those in you who do abominable things with their neighbors' wives, men who defile their daughters-in-law by incest, men who coerce their sisters to intercourse, the daughters of their own fathers. There are those in you who take bribes to shed blood. You extract interest in usury. You extort profit from your neighbor by violence. But me you have forgotten, Oracle of the Lord God. See, I am clapping my hands because of the profits you extorted and the bloodshed in your midst. Will your heart remain firm? Will your hands be strong? In the days when I deal with you, I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will act. I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you over lands, so that I may purge your filth. In you, I will allow myself to be desecrated in the eyes of the nations. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me.
And
be quiet.
Son of man, the house of Israel has become all of them of copper, tin, iron, and lead within the furnace. They have become the dross from silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because all of you have become dross, see, I am gathering you within Jerusalem, just as silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin are gathered within the furnace to be blasted with fire to smelt it, so I will gather you together in my furious wrath, put you in, and smelt you. When I have assembled you, I will blast you with the fire of my anger and smelt with you. Just as silver is smelted in a furnace, so you shall be smelted in it. Thus you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury on you. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to her, You are in an unclean land, receiving no rain at the time of my fury. A conspiracy of its princes is like roaring lion tearing prey. They devour people, seizing their wealth and precious things, making many widows within her. Her priests violate my law and desecrate what I consider holy. They do not distinguish between holy and common, nor teach the difference between unclean and clean. They pay no attention to my Sabbath, so that I have been desecrated in their midst. Within her, her officials are like wolves, tearing prey, shedding blood and destroying lives to extort profit. And her prophets cover them with whitewash, seeing false visions and performing lying divinations, saying, thus says the Lord God, although the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They wrong the poor and the needy and oppress the resident alien without justice. Thus, I have searched among them for someone who could build a wall or stand in the breach before me to keep me from destroying the land. But I have found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my fury upon them. With fury wrath, I have consumed them, bringing down their ways upon their heads. Oracle of the Lord God. Moving now to chapter 23. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of the same mother. Even as young girls, they were prostitutes, serving as prostitutes in Egypt. There the Egyptians fondled their breasts and caressed their virgin nipples. Aloha was the name of the elder, and the name of her sister was Oholabah. They became mine and gave birth to sons and daughters. As their names, Samaria was Olaha, and Jerusalem, Oholabah. Ohola became a prostitute while married to me and lusted after her lovers. The Assyrians, warriors, dressed in purple, governors and officers, all of them handsome young soldiers, mounted on horses. She gave herself as a prostitute to them, to all the Assyrians elite, with all those for whom she lusted. She also defiled herself with their idols. She did not abandon the prostitution she had begun with the Egyptians, who had lain with her when she was young, fondling her virgin breast and pouring out their lust upon her. Therefore, I handed her over to her lovers, to the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. They expressed her nakedness, her sons and daughters. They took away, and her they killed with the sword. She became a byword for women because of the sentence carried out against her. Although her sister, Oholibah, saw all this, her lust was more depraved than her sister's. She outdid her sister in prostitution. She too lusted after the Assyrians, governors and officers, warriors, impeccably clothed, mounted on horses, all of them handsome young soldiers. I saw that she had defiled herself. Now both had gone down the same path. She went further in her prostitution. She saw male figures drawn on the wall, images of Chaldeans drawn with vermilion, with sashes tied about their waists, flowing turbans on their heads, all looking like chariot warriors, images of Babylonians, natives of Chaldea. As soon as she set eyes on them, she lusted for them, and she sent messengers to them in Chaldea. The Babylonians came to her love couch. They defiled her with their impurities, but as soon as they had defiled her, she recoiled from them. When her prostitution was discovered and her shame revealed, I recoiled from her as I had recoiled from her sister. But she increased her prostitution, recalling the days of her youth when she had served as a prostitute in the land of Egypt.
I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 20, from the NIV version. There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like that of horses. So you longed for the lewdness of your youth, when in Egypt your bosom was caressed and your young breast fondled. Therefore, Oholibah, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will stir up your lovers against you, those you turned away from in disgust, and I will bring them against you from every side. The Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, the men of Pekid and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, handsome young men, all of them governors and commanders, chariot officers and men of high rank, all mounted on horses. They will come against you with weapons, chariots and wagons, and with a throng of people. They will take up positions against you on every side with large and small shields and with helmets. I will turn you over to them for punishment, and they will punish you according to their standards. I will direct my jealous anger against you, and they will deal with you in fury. They will cut off your noses and your ears, and those of you who are left will fall by the sword. They will take away your sons and daughters, and those of you who are left will be consumed by fire. They will also strip you of all your clothes and take your fine jewelry. So I will put a stop to the lewdness and prostitution you began in Egypt. You will not look on these things with longing or remember Egypt anymore. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to deliver you into the hands of those you hate, to those you turned away from in disgust. They will deal with you in hatred and take away everything you have worked for. They will leave you stark naked, and the shame of your prostitution will be exposed. Your lewdness and promiscuity have brought this on you, because you lusted after the nations and defiled yourself with their idols. You have gone the way of your sister, so I will put her cup into your hand. This is what the sovereign Lord says. You will drink your sister's cup, a cup large and deep. It will bring scorn and derision, for it holds so much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of ruin and desolation, the cup of your sister, Samaria. You will drink it and drain it dry and chew on its pieces, and you will tear your breast. I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Since you have forgotten me and turned your back on me, you must bear the consequences of your lewdness and prostitution. The Lord said to me, Son of man will judge Ohalah and Ohalabah. Then confront them with their detestable practices, for they have committed adultery and blood is on their hands. They committed adultery with their idols. They even sacrificed their children, who they born to me, as food for them. They have also done this to me. At the same time, they defiled my sanctuary and desecrated my Sabbath. On the very day they sacrificed their children to their idols, they entered my sanctuary and desecrated it. That is what they did in my house. They even sent messengers for men who came from far away, and when they arrived, you bathed yourself for them, applied eye makeup, and put on your jewelry. You sat on an elegant couch with a table spread before it on which you had placed the incense and olive oil that belonged to me. The noise of the carefree crowd was around her. Drunkards were brought from the desert along with men from the rabble, and they put bracelets on the wrist of the woman and her sister and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said about the one worn out by adultery, now let them use her as a prostitute, for that is all she is. And they slept with her. As men sleep with a prostitute, so they slept with those lewd women, Ohalah and Ohalabah. But righteous judges will sentence them to the punishment of women who commit adultery and shed blood, because they are adulterous and blood is on their hands. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Bring a mob against them and give them over to terror and plunder. The mob will stone them and cut them down with their swords. They will kill their sons and daughters and burn down their houses. So I will put an end to lewdness in the land, that all women may take warning and not imitate you. You will suffer the penalty for your lewdness and bear the consequences of your sins of idolatry. Then you will know that I am the Sovereign Lord. Chapter 24. In the ninth year, in the 10th month, on the 10th day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, record this date, this very date, because the king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day. Tell this rebellious people a parable and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Put on the cooking pot. Put it on and pour water into it. Put into it pieces of meat, all the choice pieces, the leg and the shoulder. Fill it with the best of these bones. Take the pick of the flock. Pile wood beneath it for the bones. Bring it to a boil and cook the bones in it. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed, to the pot now encrusted, whose deposit will not go away. Take the meat out piece by piece in whatever order it comes. For the blood she shed is in her midst. She poured it on the bare rock. She did not pour it on the ground where the dust would cover it. To stir up wrath and take revenge, I put her blood on the bare rock so that it would not be covered. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed. I too will pile the wood high. So heap on the wood and kindle the fire. Cook the meat well, mixing in the spices, and let the bones be charred. Then set the empty pot on the coals till it becomes hot and its copper glows, so that its impurities may be melted and its deposit burned away. It has frustrated all efforts. Its heavy deposit has not been removed, not even by fire. Now your impurity is lewdness. Because I tried to cleanse you, but you would not be cleansed from your impurity, you will not be clean again until my wrath against you has subsided. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come for me to act. I will not hold back. I will not have pity, nor will I relent. You will be judged accordingly to your conduct and your actions, declares the Sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, with one blow, I am about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet do not lament or weep or shed any tears. Groan quietly. Do not mourn for the dead. Keep your turban fastened and your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your mustache and beard or eat the customary food of mourners. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and in the evening my wife died. The next morning I did as I had been commanded. Then the people asked me, Won't you tell us what these things have to do with us? Why are you acting like this? So I said to them, the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold in which you take pride, the delight of your eyes, the object of your affection. The sons and daughters you left behind will fall by the sword, and you will do as I have done. You will not cover your mustache and beard or eat the customary food of mourners. You will keep your turbans on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You will not mourn or weep, but will waste away because of your sins and groan among yourselves. Ezekiel will be a sign to you. You will do just as he has done. When this happens, you will know that I am the sovereign Lord. And you, son of man, on the day I take away their stronghold, their joy and glory, the delight of their eyes, their heart's desire, and their sons and daughters as well, on that day a fugitive will come to tell you the news. At that time, your mouth will be opened. You will speak with him and will no longer be silent. You will be a sign to them, and they will know that I am the Lord.
I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 25, NIV version. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Say to them, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you said, aha, over my sanctuary when it was desecrated, and over the land of Israel when it was laid waste, and over the people of Judah when they went into exile, therefore, I am going to give you to the people of the east as a possession. They will set up their camps and their tents amongst you. They will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will turn Rabbah into a pasture for camels and Ammon into a resting place for sheep. Then you will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet, rejoicing with all the malice of your heart against the land of Israel, therefore I will stretch out my hand against you and give you as plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the nations and exterminate you from the countries. I will destroy you, and you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because Moab and Seir said, look, the house of Judah has become like all the other nations. Therefore, I will expose the flank of Moab, beginning at its frontier towns, Beth Sheshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, glory of that land. I will give Moab along with the Ammonites to the people of the east as a possession, so that the Ammonites will not be remembered amongst the nations. And I will inflict punishment on Moab. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because Edom took revenge on the house of Judah and became very guilty by doing so, therefore this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will stretch out my hand against Edom and kill its men and their animals. I will lay it waste. And from Temnen to Dedan, they will fall by the sword. I will take vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they will deal with Edom in accordance with my anger and my wrath. They will know my vengeance, declares the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because the Philistines acted in vengeance and took revenge with malice in their hearts, and with ancient hostility sought to destroy Judah, therefore this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerethites and destroy those remaining along the coast. I will carry out great vengeance on them and punish them in my wrath. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I take vengeance on them.
Lord, you are faithful and merciful. Though our eyes wander and we lust after sensual worldly pleasures that rob us of true health, peace, and joy, you patiently watch and wait and actively pursue us, always close. Lord, when you allow disaster, it is only in love. You don't wish any bad for us, only good. You care more about our eternity than our today, and you care more about those we love than we ever can. So we can trust you. Help us to wear our hardship well. Point us and those around us to you. May we be so enthralled at your awesomeness, your love, forgiveness, and mercy that the world fades away, making the heavens and earth was simple for you. Healing us is also simple for you. Lord, give us clarity to see when Satan is crippling us and lying to us, guilting us over our humanity. You don't come to guilt us, but to forgive us, heal us, turn us from sin, and set us free from the power of death and into peace, joy, and hope that only you can offer. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.